Hallelujah. God is good all the time. Welcome to Tuesday Night Live. Thank God it's not Tuesday Night Dead. I hope. Although it's good to deny yourself. And it's a good day to die. While we were worshiping, and we began to sing the song Breakthrough, I saw like a... How do you say? Like a thin canvas over the whole earth. And it was, and there were certain connections. It was kind of designer. But the weight of breakthrough was so heavy. In other words, everybody's breakthrough was on it, getting ready to rip through. The canvas couldn't hold it much longer. It was like shaking. And God is saying, I'm getting my people in position for the greatest breakthrough they've ever seen. I'm getting my people in position for the greatest breakthrough they've ever seen. He is manifesting his perfect order. Why? Because that perfect order is getting people in position to receive it. But many people are out of position. They think they're in position, but they're out of position. They have no idea because they're still being led by how they feel, what they see, what they think, living out of their heads and not the spirit. Still caught up in the entanglements and affairs of this world, mindsets and strongholds. Still holding on to beliefs that they're trying to prove that belief is, but when it really isn't. There are still lies, deceptions, and delusions. They're still placing people out of the true reality and entangling them in the false reality, which keeps them out of position. A person that is on the fence is not in position. Amen? It's divine positioning God is doing right now. So he's manifesting his perfect order, which is actually his divine order. Amen? 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. Let's speak it. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us, because it did not know him. So the world doesn't know you as a new creation anymore. They don't know you. In fact, some of your family still don't know you. Some of your kids don't even know you. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when he is revealed, we shall be what? Like him. That means everything's going to rip away, and you're going to be like him. For we shall see him as he is. And everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure. So you got to have that hope. That's your future faith. You know that when you awake, you're going to awaken his image. Whoever commits sin also commits lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness. And you know that he was manifested to take away our sins. And in him there's what? No sin. Whoever abides in him does not sin. However, whoever sins has neither seen him nor known him. Little children, let no one deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous just as he is righteous. He who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil and restore order. To what? Restore what? Order. Whoever has been born of God does not sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin because he has been born of God. In this, the children of God and the children of the devil are manifested. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is he who does not love his brother or hold his tongue. For this is the message that you've heard from the beginning, that we should love one another, not as Cain, who was of the wicked one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? because his works were evil and his brothers righteous. Do not marvel, my brethren, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. He who does not love his brother abides in death. Whoever hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. Again, Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil and restore order. Why is he restoring order? To get his people in position. To get his people where? In position to what? Receive. 1 John chapter 2, verse 18. Little children, it is the last hour, and as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that none of them were of us. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know these things and all these things, if you're in the Spirit. I've not written to you because you don't know this truth, but because you do know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? He's an antichrist who denies the Father and the Son. Whoever denies the Son does not have the Father either. He who acknowledges the Son has the Father also. Therefore, let that abide in you which you heard from the beginning. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, you also will abide in the Son and the Father. And this is the promise that he has promised, eternal life. These things I've written to you concerning those who try to what? Deceive you, manipulate you. But the anointing which you have received from him abides in you, and you do not need anyone to teach you these things, but as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things, and is true, and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you will abide in him and in the anointing. Those with thoughts and desires out of order, they continuously, God is trying to continuously remind us and restoring the humanity to perfect order. Many individuals are out of order. There are so many people out of order, and they don't really, how many of y'all know religion will move you out of order? Amen. Religion will move you right out of order. James 1. James chapter 1. Why? Because it's false reality. It's false gods. James chapter 1 and verse 2. Again, God is restoring perfect order. Verse 2, let's speak it. My brethren, count it all joy if you fall into various trials. No, when you fall into various trials. Why? Because it's training for reigning. It's testing. Knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience and positioning. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. If anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives it to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is double-minded, unstable in all of his ways. Wow. Those that reject God's perfecting in this way are manifested and are as double-minded and unstable individuals. They are manifesting. If they were with us, they would have stayed with us. But what happened? They become double-minded and unstable. Why? They're out of position. How many of you know your tongue can move you out of position? And Jude. I How do you know how many know unforgiveness can move you out of position? How about bitterness, hatred? It says, you know, you can't hate your brother. You got to forgive everybody, including yourself, which were our worst enemy. Jude 16. What does he say about these people? These are grumblers. Anybody know grumblers? Don't raise your hand. Complainers. We all know complainers. Walking according to their own desires or lusts or own imaginations. Where the enemy loves to twist things. And they mouth great swelling words like they know it all. Flattering people to gain advantage. But you, beloved, remember the words which were spoken before by the apostle of our Lord Jesus Christ. How they would what? How they told you that there would be what? Mockers in the last time who would walk according to their own ungodly lusts or desires or imaginations. These are sensual persons who cause what? Divisions, not having the Spirit or not walking in the Spirit. But you, beloved, building yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ until eternal life. And on some have compassion, making a distinction, but on others, slap the hell out of them, make room for heaven. But on others, save with what? Fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment defiled by the flesh. These are sensual individuals that cause division. They're not in their spirit, refusing direction back to divine order. What are they refusing? Direction back into what? Divine order. So that God's perfect order can be, so that they can receive. You know, when a person is out of order, they're miserable. It's like a vehicle out of timing. You know, you can be sick and feeling crappy and still be in position. Because it's not by how you feel. It's the attitude that keeps you there. It's the heart that keeps you there. 2 Peter chapter 2, and verse 12. But these are what? Like natural brute beasts made to be caught and destroyed. They speak evil of things they do not understand and will utterly perish in their own corruption and will receive the wages of unrighteousness as those who count it pleasure to carouse during the day. They are spots and blemishes, carousing in their own deceptions while they feast with you, having eyes full of adultery, and they cannot cease from sin, enticing unstable souls or babies in Christ. They have a heart trained in covetous practices and are accursed children. They have forsaken the right way and gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. But he was rebuked for his iniquity, a dumb donkey speaking to him with a man's voice, restrained the madness of the prophet. These are wells without water, clouds carried by a tempest, for whom is reserved the blackness of the darkness forever and ever and ever. Many refusing the order of God and love to entice others to follow their way, forgetting the goodness of God and the promises of his freedom. Many have fallen away from that area. But he's given us an opportunity, giving people opportunity right now to cut loose and to stand up and get in position. Proverbs 12, verse 1 through 3. What does it say? Whoever loves instruction loves what? Knowledge. But he who hates correction is what? Stupid. So these individuals are stupid. A good man obtains favor from the Lord, but a man of wicked intentions he will condemn. A man is not established by wickedness, but the root of the righteous cannot be moved. Those who hate correction are stupid. That's what God says. So if you hear a voice somewhere that says, hey, stupid, you know you're out of order. Proverbs 4, verse 1. Hear, my children, the instruction of a father, and give attention to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine. Do not forsake my law. When I was my father's son, tender and the only one in the sight of my mother, he also taught me and said to me, let your heart retain my words. Keep my commandments and live. Get wisdom, get understanding, and do not forsake nor turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her, and she will preserve you. Love her, and she will keep you. Wisdom is the principal thing. What does wisdom do? Tells you what to do. Therefore, get wisdom. In all of your getting, get understanding. What's understanding do? Tell you how to do it. Exalt her, and she will promote you. She will bring you honor when you embrace her. She will place on your head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory. She will deliver to you. Hear, my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of your life will be many. I have taught you in the way of wisdom. I have led you in the right paths. When you walk, your steps will not be hindered, and when you run, you will not stumble. Take firm hold of instruction and do not let go. Keep her, for she is your life. Whoa. So he's saying get wisdom and get understanding. Why? It's going to keep you in position. Hebrews 12, verse 25. Let's speak it. See that you do not refuse him who what? Speaks. For if they did not escape who refused him who spoke on earth, much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him who speaks from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth, but now he has promised, saying, once more I shake not only the earth, but also heaven. For this yet once more indicates the removal of those things that are being shaken as of the things that are made, that the things that which cannot be shaken may what? Remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a what? Consuming fire. Shake to be shaken out of global corruption and deception. So the shaking is to be shaken out of global corruption and deception. Why? Because global corruption and deception keeps an individual out of position. Entering the unshakable kingdom of Christ and his blessings of favor, health, and wealth will be released to you. This is where we're going. His blessings of what? Favor, health, and wealth to those who are what? In order, which means position. So God is bringing the divine order like he's never done before. Greater. So there's a shaking and quaking globally. Why? It's just being exposed. A lot of people are repenting and getting in order, aren't they? A lot of people are refusing to repent and are out of order. And they're going to miss what God is doing and releasing. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 1. Thus the heavens and the earth and all the hosts of them were finished. And on the seventh day, everyone say seventh day, God ended his work, which he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all of his work, which he had done. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he rested from all his work, which God had created and made. Again, seven is a prophetic number. It is a prophetic number, which was representation of complete and perfect. It's what? Complete and what? Perfect. And Genesis 8, let's start at verse 1. Then God remembered Noah and every living thing and all the animals that were with him in the ark. And God made a wind to pass over the earth, and the water subsided. The fountains of the deep And the windows of heaven were also stopped, and a rain from heaven was restrained. And the waters receded continually from the earth. And at the end of the 150 days, the waters ceased. Then the ark rested in the what? Seventh month, which is what? Complete and perfect. And the 17th day. Hello, you think that's a coincidence? No. Why? Because God is a numbers person. On the mountains of Ararat. And the waters decreased continually until the 10th month. And in the 10th month, on the first day of the month, the tops of the mountains were seen. The ark rested on a perfect day. On a perfect number. Amen. Exodus 13, verse 6. Seven days you shall eat unleavened bread, and on the seventh day there shall be a feast to the Lord. That's a celebration, isn't it? Amen? So everything that God is doing right now is, what is this all about? Getting people in position. It's called order. He's manifesting his order, his perfect order. In Leviticus 25, in verse 8, and it says, and you shall count what? Seven Sabbaths of years for yourself. Seven years. And the time of the seven Sabbaths of years shall be for 49 years. Then you shall cause the trumpet of Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the seventh month. And on the Day of Atonement, you shall make the trumpet to sound throughout all of your land. And you shall consecrate the 50th year, and proclaim liberty throughout all the land as it is inhabitants. And it shall be a jubilee for you, and each of you shall return to his possession, and each of you shall return to his family. That 50th year shall be a jubilee to you. In it you shall neither sow nor reap what grows on its own accord, nor gather the grapes of your untended vine. For it is a jubilee that shall be holy to you, and you shall eat its produce from the field. 7 times 7, 49, that's, of course, perfect. These are years. These are cycles now. God has specific prophetic cycles. Shaking is for the separation, amen? There's a sanctification going on. These cycles are causing a jubilee. The land shall be returned. What's God trying to do right now? Return the land to his people, amen? Debt shall be canceled. We haven't seen all that happen yet, but it is beginning already, amen? 50 years, there'll be a blessing and restorations. We're in them. It started in 2023. It's going to go through all the way to 2024. We are in a time right now that through 2024, well, from 2023, 7 years from now, most likely we'll begin tribulation. We're in a time of plenty. We just didn't understand it yet because we're still transitioning out of famine, despair, tragedy. Not saying that the world won't go through it, but you and I won't. It'll be there, but it can't touch us. Amen? So we see here that the feast of the Lord, there'll be a celebration for that. And sanctification. There'll be restoration. Look at what happened already. The pro-abortion. Abortion was dismantled, wasn't it? 50-year jubilee. The other part of the 50-year, which was signed by Nixon, changing our currency over, losing the gold-backed currency backed by oil, has been dismantled also. Now you've got cryptocurrency going sky high, which people are really dependent on it. I don't. That's just me. I think eventually it will fail because it never started off backed by gold. Anything that did not start backed by gold, I think, will dismantle. But that's why there's gold and silver being backed by everything else these days. But they will use that technology, that mining technology, to transfer funds. It will be a carrier. That's what XRP and other companies, whatever, coins, like, they'll be carriers of currency. And they'll be worth value. They'll have a value to them. So we see a prophetic cycle of years released. This is 2024 was a time of release and restoration, currency, prosperity. It was the beginning of something great getting ready to happen. Look at, we're wiping out the White House. We're wiping out the Senate. We're wiping out Congress. We're wiping out corruption. People are fleeing the country because they're afraid of what's going to happen to them. But they cannot escape the hand of God. In Galatians 4, starting at verse 1. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, does not differ at all from a slave, though he is master of all, but is under guardians and stewards until the time appointed by the father. Even so, we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of the time had come, that fullness of time are prophetic cycles. It was a prophetic cycle that came. What did God do? But when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth his son in a specific feast. Hello? In a specific prophetic cycle. Born of a woman, born under the law. To redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the spirit of his son in your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. Therefore, you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Powerful. The fullness of time are prophetic cycles. So there's specific fullness of times that God is utilizing. Why? Because they're prophetic cycles that if he does something, he does something on his feast. Jesus was born on a feast. And Daniel chapter 12, verse 1. At that time, Michael, what time? Fullness of time, a prophetic cycle. So when you see this in the Bible, you know that there's something's being fulfilled. And at that time, Michael shall stand up, and the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people, and there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. And at that time, your people shall be delivered. Everyone who is found written in the book. And many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life and some to shame and everlasting contempt. Those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament. And those who turn away many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. But you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. What does that time represent? A prophetic what? Cycle to be fulfilled. And many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. Is that happening? Man, in fact, knowledge has overtaken everything. Then I, Daniel, looked, and there stood two others, one on the riverside and the other on the other side. And one said to the man clothed in linen, who was above the waters of the river, how long shall the fulfillment of these wonders be? Then I heard the man clothed in linen, who was above the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand toward heaven, and swore by him who lives forever, that it shall be for a time, times, and half a times, which is 3.5 years. And when the power of the holy people have been completely shattered, all these things shall be finished. And although I heard, I did not understand. And then said, my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, go your way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed to the time of the end. I love it. For the what? Prophetic cycle to be fulfilled. And they shall be purified, made white, and refined, but the wicked shall be do wickedly. Do we see that now? And none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. And from the time the daily sacrifice is taken away and the abomination of desolation is set up, there shall be 1,290 days, which is 3.5 years. Blessed is he who waits and comes to the 1,335 days. But you go your way until the end, for you shall rest and will arise to your inheritance at the end of the days. There are two Daniel cycles that have manifested. 7 years, 7 months, and 7 days. Started it and completed it on March 14th, 2024. Which started the process of manifesting God's cleanup into the perfect order and position so his people could receive. And that cleanup will continue. We're going to close at Isaiah 60. Seven years, 7 months, 7 days. It ended March 14th, 2024. We've already entered not only the partial of Jubilee, but coming to the close of it, but an overwhelming supernatural visitation from God to the body of Christ. And an overwhelming exposure and cleanup of the wickedness through the world. People are uprising now. They're being awakened. They're not standing anymore to let be run over by corrupt voices. Isaiah 60. Is everybody okay? Are you getting this? You know where we are now, right? We're in a back room of 1,000. In Ocoee. We're in a back room of Ocoee talking about Jesus. Praise God. It'd have to be God. There's no way. Isaiah 60, verse 1, let's grow for it. Hallelujah. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will rise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. Then the Gentiles shall come to your light, and a king to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes all around and see. They all gather together to come to you. Your son shall come from afar. Your daughter shall be nursed by your side. Then you shall see and become radiant, and your heart shall swell with joy, because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you, and the wealth of the Gentiles shall come to you. You know, it's for us, it's kind of hard to imagine, because we've heard many of the promises spoken over and over and over. But they've never been connected to all the other fulfillments that it has to happen. And God's not a liar. It has to happen because of everything else that's being fulfilled. So be careful. You know, be careful who you talk to, who you hang with. You know, put up with things, but don't agree with them. Be careful, because the enemy is trying to get people out of position, whether where your work, who you talk to, whatever. It could be anywhere. You know, there's a demon wherever you go. I mean, they're there. They're in people. You'll know them by their fruits, won't you? How they speak, what their attitude is. You'll know them. Don't pet it. Don't agree with it. Rebuke it and walk away. It's important. We're not to stand in agreement with them. You know, the enemy tries to get people to agree with them. Why? To get them out of position. That's what he does. It's his job, and he does it very well. Amen? So get the wisdom. Get the discernment. Get understanding. Pray for it. And enjoy the training for reigning. And the positioning that God is bringing us through. Why? Because he's about to pour out tremendous things to us like we've never seen before. The early and latter rain, the second mantle, it's all coming in the process. We've got 7 years of bliss before all hell breaks out. And I'm not saying hell ain't broken out already, but it's being restrained against me and you. But once you and I are removed from the earth, there's no restrainer. And those who've been left behind, it'll be a terrible thing for them. Amen? Praise God. Now, can anything change? Yeah, God can change anything. We can go home tomorrow. He can do anything he wants. But this is according to our understanding, through prophetic cycles of what's happening. Amen? Praise God. Father, we give you glory, honor, and praise, and we thank you for your word and manifesting your perfect order. Help us to abide in it, obey it, and submit to it in every area that you're doing. For we admit that we are frail individuals, but our hope is in you, our strength is in you, our life is in you, and we have taken authority to break through for our breakthrough. And Jesus be glorified in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen.